All right. So we'll be going ahead with a short story first. A short story this was about a very wealthy man who lost his wife when she delivered a child, and his child he brought up to the youth in love and developing the passions for his arts and art collection. He was though wealthy, he had a lot of art collection and he had a gallery. So here he was having the most famous collections of the work. And during that time, the war broke out, and all the youngsters were called up for emergency services in the army. And while shifting in the war, a person from the battle, he was being shifted, and in the crossfire, this boy lost his life, and it was a very big loss for him, and he stayed lonely for a long time. And then after a few years, there was a knock on his door, and there one young man who came in, and he said that I was the one who was being shifted from the battlefield, and at that time only your son was hit by a bullet. And then when he heard that, he was so sad about it, but still the one thing that brought joy was he was an artist, and he brought this painting portrait of his son with very striking expressions of his son. So when he saw that, it was like a very joyful moment for him. He was very happy. He preserved and he kept that picture portrait as one of the very important ones of his collections. Though there are so much priceless collections were there in his gallery. The old man died, and then all his probably some of you might have heard the story, but some of them will be there. They have not heard. The old man, all the gallery, all the pictures were for auction, kept for auction, and he had made a will, and in that will there were two parts. The first part was to auction some of the items, and the second part was to auction the second part. So they fixed a day to auction the first part, and they opened the first part, and they saw only one name which is mentioned there. There was no list. They were thinking that he might have done it in such a manner that some of them will be done in the first day. But it was like that day the auction was supposed to be done only for his son's photograph. So his son's photograph, because the will is like that, they cannot change because it is will of the father. And then that was auctioned. There was no one to buy that because he was not famous. He was only famous for his father. So there was no one. But there was another person for whom the picture was so precious, was the person who was shifted from the battlefield, for him, this picture was very important because of the reason that he lost his life while he was saving. Now, the second part was kept after 2 days, and the second part they opened to see a very big list of items. But to their amazement, they didn't see any. There was only one sentence that was written there, that is, that the one who sought his son's portrait in the first auction shall own all the rest of the most precious collections. So, that is the right thing also. The most eligible person was that person who had the most value. And we see that this has got a spiritual implication that we are all fallen people in the battle. And Jesus Christ came to save us, and he had to give his life. So the price was paid by him. And this price which he has paid, don't look at him as his physique. See him as the Spirit of God was in him. He came in flesh, in bodily form. For what reason? He has come to this world because he saw you and me. And if you value him, you have everything, the riches of his grace, everything in heaven, immediately that will be for you and for me. So when we have to always keep the first importance, the story says that you have to give first importance to Jesus Christ in all situations, whatever situation you are. He is God incarnated. Amen. May God bless you for that. So I would like to read 3-4 verses. Today we will meditate the verses from Romans chapter 3, 21 to 27. This is a systematic portrayal of how what was God's love. So we will see from Romans 3:21. I'll be starting from actually from the same topic that we did last Friday, where we saw that without what the law could not do, the law was not able to do anything. The first Redeemer could not do anything, because as per the law, he will lose the inheritance. And we saw that Jesus Christ lost the inheritance, in the sense, not in the spiritual realm, but in here. With regard to the law that the Jews were looking into, so he became a curse, and because of that curse, he had to be a curse, because he spoke the righteousness of God. What is righteousness of God? Is Jesus Christ. Now, the righteousness of God, which was meant by law could not do it, because law could not save, redeem you and me. Why we are all sitting here? Because of that verse, what the law could not do, God sent his own son in flesh to redeem us. So that is the reason. So we see that now Boaz has lost his inheritance. He became a curse. You know, he became a curse, and what happened? Somebody else got the blessing. Who got the blessing? Ruth got the blessing because she was an alien in that country. She came in as she got an entry to the tribe of Judah, and then she was a widow. She had children. So all the curses, all that she was facing was removed when the righteousness of God came. The righteousness of God, when you meet Jesus Christ, all these blessings that he had in his account is yours. Why? Because you believe him. You believe him that he is your Redeemer. And for what cause he became a curse, that all his blessings will be upon you. So that is what the meaning of that 21st verse. Now we see there, the second part says, without law. So law did not have any importance over there. Now you see that this was witnessed. This was witnessed by whom? This was witnessed by law and prophets. We see that all those Ten Commandments standing and saying that we are witnesses. Why? Because what the law could not do all these years, now Jesus Christ is doing. So that is why you see in the realm, in the spiritual realm, the law, the witnesses, the ten witnesses says that we are witnesses for this heavenly big event that a murderer could be brought as a saint. Now, the 22nd verse says, even the righteousness of God, which is by the faith of Jesus Christ. So we know that the faith in Jesus Christ has brought the righteousness of God, because he was the righteousness of God. Because God loves everyone. We have made that law into a, that is what we say, law. Actually, the law was meant not for that, but we have made the law into a very narrow way where you do certain things and you are righteous. But God says, Jesus says, no, that is wrong. Now, this was the reason that he was judged and he was cursed by crucifying. Crucifixion shows that it is a curse. Bible says in Deuteronomy, it says that it's a curse, that anyone who is crucified is a curse on the tree. So here in the 22nd verse, we see that the righteousness of God is, which is by the faith of Jesus Christ, unto all, then it says, upon all of them that believe. Unto all it is there, but upon all those that believe. You know, there is a small thing. It is available for all, but it is unto only for those who believe. You understood? So only you believe in Jesus Christ that he is the righteousness of God, then you have this. So it is available to all, but that doesn't mean that they have it. Only those do they believe. That means faith is important. Faith is important. This part brings about how faith works. Righteousness of God works through faith. Through faith. All right. So Romans 10:3 says, for they being ignorant of God's righteousness and going about to establish their own righteousness. This is talking about the Jews. They were ignorant of the God's righteousness and going about to establish their own righteousness, have not submitted themselves unto the righteousness of God. Mean to say that they were doing something, but that was not righteousness of God. They did not submit to the righteousness of God. Then the fourth verse, For Christ is the end of the law. See that verse. End of the law. There is no righteousness more than Christ in the law. That is the meaning. That is, Christ is the end of the law. After that, there is no law. Because you see that when Jesus died, the curtain was torn. That shows that you, till then there was a curtain that you cannot enter. Now you can enter into the most holy place. Before you could not enter, because what was stopping there? That curtain. Curtain is our self-righteousness. You cannot enter. Now you can enter into the most holy place because God's righteousness is leading you to the most holy place. You understand? That is the blood of Christ. You understood? That is the blood of Christ. You know, you will understand this, and you will have total freedom. If there are any doubts that is pulling you down, you will understand how worthy is our Lord. How great is our Lord. More than above that, how great is our faith that God has given. He's the all-powerful God. So in 22, we see that righteousness of God is so important that if you need freedom, you need to know the righteousness of God, which is Jesus Christ. So we are not working and getting things done. Rather, we have faith, and faith works for us. Say amen. Say amen.
Amen.
Slowly, say amen.
Amen.
If I say slowly, you will slow down. You have to say amen, because God has done great things for you. If I say make it slow, should you make it slow? We have to always, you know, we have to always, without looking at anyone, amen. Say amen.
Amen.
So, the 23rd verse, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Here, it says that we all need a Savior because we are all sinners. It says that we are all sinners. Then 1 John 1:8 says, if we say that we do not have sin, we deceive ourselves. The truth is not in us. You know why John says like that? Because all the sins that we see that we are not doing. So we think that we are whom? We are righteous. But John says that no, yourself is within you. And that self is sinful. So that is the reason, if you say that you do not have sin, we deceive ourselves, because our self with regard to God is a sin, because it will always deceive us. We will trust on us. We will trust on us. Most of us, good thing about believers are they are in both the yachts. We will use our own things at the time comes. At the same time, all the other time, we will keep our legs. This is for me also, not for you alone. I am also praying, Lord, that I should not stoop to that. We have to see that we don't keep our legs in both the boats. So here we need God, a Redeemer. God in human form. We need God in human form. Why? Because this self is a sin, and against that, wrath of God is there. We have studied in Romans chapter 1, The wrath of God, in the 18th verse we have read that the wrath of God is against. The wrath of God is a doctrine. We are not studying, but it's a doctrine. The wrath of God is against us because our self is there. Unless we understand the righteousness of God, the wrath of God is not removed. You know why? When you come to know the wrath, righteousness of God, then how it is removed? Can anyone tell me? It is because God the Father was pleased to crush Jesus Christ for the sin. He crushed him. He crushed him. Why? Because God the Father thought that I should be taken out. I should not be condemned for that. So he took it on himself and he was crushed. That is what we read in Isaiah 53. We read that he was crushed. Now, when I will come to that, before that, the 24th verse, we need Jesus Christ because we need a redeemer, because we are all sinful to come out from the wrath of God. That is for sure. You understood that 23rd verse. The 24th verse says, being justified freely by his grace through the redemption in the blood. In Christ Jesus. So here, what is the meaning of justify? You know what is the meaning of justify? I tell a lie, a blatant lie, and then I justify. I say, I was forced to say this lie because of my brother. You understand? Or make it in a different manner, that I commit a big sin and then I put directly, it is not because of me alone, because of my wife also. I am putting my wife also there. She is not a part at all. You understand? So you see that justification is like that. Now we see that when you believe in Jesus Christ, what Jesus Christ does is, Jesus Christ justifies me. You understand? Jesus Christ justifies me when I believe in him. He said that I have paid the price. I have paid the price for him. And all that he has sinned, that sin is no more, because I have directly paid the price unto the Father. That price is enough and more, because I have done all the sins against God. And now God says, you have crushed me. Jesus says, and Jesus has given his life. Now you see that being justified freely by his grace. Grace is nothing but the kindness and the love. It is not kindness, mercy alone. And the love. See, what Jesus did was, we killed him, right? Who all believe that we were there to kill him? I am very much there. I was there. Because with my righteousness, I would have been there. You understand? If you believe that, if your righteousness was bad at that time, please raise your hands. Who all are there? Believe? Very, very difficult. You have to repent of your sins. You have to really repent of your sins if you are not raising. Because you know what Jesus Christ did? He saw that you are the murderer. He saw. Now he is going and saying, he is not done. That is what justify means. He is telling in place of the murderer. Now can someone raise your hands? Who are sure? Raise fully. I want to see. All right. This is between you and God. All right. So here, justifying, God justifies means when you are justified, that means God has taken your sins. That is for sure. That is why, you know, Joseph's story. You know Joseph's story? Why Joseph was taken to Egypt? He was sold, he was put there, he was in the jail, and then what did Joseph say? You did not do it. Don't be scared. You did not do it. God did it, that you shall live. Who is this you? He is the enemy of Joseph. For that reason he is done. So that's the same thing that he has done for you and me. All right. So grace is not forgiving. It is much more than forgiving. He is making you a son. See, forgiving means you will not become a son. You will not be heir of. We cannot be called as his son. Only his love. Forgiveness is mercy. And love that flows from the throne that he gave his son to be crushed. That love made you a son. You understand? That is what we experience as grace. When we come to know that we are children, not only I am forgiven, but I am the son of God, then there is something that jumps from inside to stand for Christ. You will stand in any situation. That is the reason that you are called his son. All right. So here there is a price. There is a price that Jesus has. That is the sufferings of death. That is what we read in Isaiah 53:10. Now we will go to the next one. Romans 3:25. 3:25 says, God has set forth, showcased. Set forth mean to say God has kept whom? God has set Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ showcased publicly as a life-giving sacrifice of atonement and reconciliation. That is the meaning of propitiation. As the life-giving sacrifice of atonement and reconciliation by his blood. He has kept Jesus as publicly he is kept. He is showcased publicly. That means where, if I ask Dandy, what is your age? Yesterday was his birthday, day before yesterday. So if I ask him, he will say, I am born on such and such day. God has divided AD and BC. He set forth. No one can say, I did not know Jesus Christ. So the righteousness of God is set forth publicly, by his blood as a propitiation through faith. Only by faith we can, because by our works we cannot attain that. This is to declare his righteousness. He has kept him to declare God's righteousness, that every one of us, we all are sinners, we have the opportunity. To show his righteousness. That means the sin has to be punished. According to him, the sin has to be punished. He cannot allow 10% sinners to go there because it is 10%. 90% is not there, 10%. No, he cannot allow. So because of that, his righteousness, the sin demands punishment. Because of his forbearance, he passed over the sins previously committed. So he has taken out of all your sins, all your sins, to declare his righteousness. Now he cannot be righteous unless he punishes the sin. You understand? Sin has got a price, and the price is death. Now you cannot come out of that. God has to be righteous, just. So what he did is, he made that sin punish in Jesus Christ, that he declared his righteousness. That is the 26th verse. It is to declare his righteousness at the present time, that he would be just. Now, see, I said that if he allow them, he will not be just. Now he is just. Because he punished sin in Jesus Christ. You understand? He is not leaving our sins. He is not putting under the carpet. He is not doing that. He punished. Now you believe in Jesus Christ, his righteousness. By his righteousness, he is just. And then the next verse says, and the one who justifies those who have faith in Jesus. That means when you have faith in Jesus, he justifies. So he's a justifier. So he has got two things. He punishes sin, but he wants to save us. He cannot save us. So he brought forth Jesus Christ. He came and he was punished for the sin. And when you believe in Jesus Christ, your sins are forgiven. He is a justifier now. He's a just and a justifier of those who have faith in Jesus. See, that verse is very important. You see that picture that Jesus is crucified in place of you and me. You see, that is called the doctrine of substitution. There, he has substituted himself and taken all the pain by himself. And the 27th verse says that, where is boasting then? It is excluded. By what? Law of works? No, by the law of faith. Now, simple, you don't need to do anything. You don't need to work day and night to cover your sins. You need to have faith in Jesus Christ alone. When you have the faith in the righteousness of God, which is Jesus Christ, all your problems, you will be victorious. How God is going to make you victorious? You will not know. You will be standing and smiling, and God is working for you. Maybe you might be facing some problems, but God has a plan for you, that he will make you, whatever problem that you're facing, he is making you to face any challenges, and you to bless them who are in trouble, who are facing. You can go and reconcile with them and say, I have been in jail. I have gone through this situation, and God did it. Only thing, I had to wait. I waited. He is a prayer answering God. Those who all believe that he is a prayer answering God, say hallelujah. So if he is a prayer answering God, he is a living God too. He is standing beside you to know you. Psalms 32:8 says that he is keeping his eye upon you and guiding you. What more you want? Because he's given his spirit unto us. That spirit is guiding us by keeping a watch upon us. Whatever we are doing in the darkness is known to him. So we have this very powerful God, all-knowing God with us. And if we are able to cherish his righteousness and to be with him, you shall be victorious. I don't know how you can, because God has done so much for you. He has done so much. He has given himself. He has come and stood there because what I am supposed to carry, he is carrying now. So if you believe that, you will be victorious in your life. You will be called as light in front of all the people. You will not say that I am light, but God makes you a light. Everyone will seek you to know how God did it. And you shall glorify him by your words. If you believe in that, say a big amen.
Amen.
Give a great shout to our Lord.
Amen.
This is what God has done for you. I just want to sing a song. What a faithful God. What a faithful God have I. What a faithful God.
What a faithful God have I. Faithful in every way. What a faithful God have I. What a faithful God. What a faithful God have I. Faithful in every way.
Continue.
Lord, I come before your throne of grace. I find rest in your presence and fullness of joy. In worship and wonder I behold your face, singing, what a faithful God have I. What a faithful God have I. What a faithful God. What a faithful God have I. Faithful in every way.
The next stanza.
Of mercy you have heard my cry. Through the storm you're the beacon, my song in the night. And the shelter of your wings, hear my heart's reply, singing, what a faithful God have I. What a faithful God have I. What a faithful God.
Think what he's done for you.
What a faithful God have I. Faithful in every way. Faithful in every way. You are faithful in every way.
Those who want to submit their lives, please come forward and submit to this loving, gracious, merciful God. It is time that we need to, if you have understood what is mentioned in this 6 verses, if you have understood, you are accountable for that also. If you want to submit, if you think that he has really stood on your place, where you had to face the wrath of God one day, that he will take you and question you. All the questions he has erased. And if you want to have that freedom, please, as a sign, your allegiance to Jesus Christ, please come forward. Those who come forward, God values them, because that shows your heart. If your heart says, come, go forward, please don't stand there. If your heart doesn't say that, stay there, no problem. But if your heart says, please come forward, we will pray. Please come forward. Please come forward. Please don't look left and right. Think about what God has done for you. Are you faithful for that? Think what God has done for you. Even for the air that you breathe, there was a time that you had to pay. The days are going to fast approach. The days, years and days are going to be fast approaching, that I and you are going to face the end of our lives. At that point of time, we will think, there was a call to the altar. That also I did not go. Let it not question us. Please come forward. Please come forward. Please come forward. Those who, I know that to some God is speaking. Please come forward. Please come forward. Please come forward. Please come forward. Don't stay there. Don't allow devil to work on you. Please come forward. This is a pleading. Please come forward. Please come forward. Please come forward. Please come forward. It is your duty to come forward if you believe in Jesus Christ. It's not because I am saying. It's your duty towards Jesus Christ. If you have heard the word and the word is working, please come forward. Please come forward. Please come forward. Thank you, brother. Thank you, brother. If there is anyone, I know that there is a struggle that is going on. The devil is working. Don't go, because he's a person who's having that ego. No, I am not speaking. I'm not speaking with the ego. Please come forward. Please come forward. Please come forward. I want you to come forward. I am pleading. Please come. Please come. Please come. Please come. Please come. Okay, thank you. Father, Lord, we thank you for your church. This is your church, Lord. Father, Lord, they all want to come, Lord, because of what you have done for them. You have done good things. Father, it is to give gratitude. This is what you have said in Romans chapter 1, 20 and 21. That we were not thankful and did not have gratitude to say thank you, Lord. Father, Lord, this is because the devil is stopping us. Father, we want to have a freedom today. Lord, we want to have a freedom. You talk to their hearts. Let today those whom you have talked to their hearts to come forward and not come forward, they will come to you and have mercy upon them. Let the love of Christ that was there on the cross fall upon them. And Lord, let them have that same freedom. If they have come with any problems that they are facing, they wanted to tell you, Lord. Father, Lord, you clear that problems for them, O Lord. Father, we are all weak, Lord. We are all weak. Father, as Peter was weak. He was strong only after he came to know that you are the resurrected God. Lord and my Father, I pray for your children, Lord, that you will touch them. Father, Lord, I pray for your son who has come and stood here, Lord. Father, Lord, to give testimony unto you, Lord. Father, Lord, I thank you, Father. I thank you. All the children over here, they want to come. Father, I thank you for them, O Lord, because you have brought them. Father, Lord, I thank you, Lord. Father, the victory is yours. The victory is yours. Devil cannot take it. And if devil has tried to take it, oh, Father, that the hell will not stand before you, because the church is yours. If the devil is trying to take glory, oh Lord, that's not possible, because you are on the throne. You are the all-powerful God. You are the one who is called the deliverer, who is called the redeemer. Lord and my Father, I thank you, for you have done great things in their lives, and what you are going to do also, Lord. Whatever the problems that they have come with, they have come here with, O Lord, Father, you will deal with them, O Lord. You will deal with them, O Lord. Father, Lord, I thank you for your mercy and kindness. You have called them as sons. You did not have any problem in calling them as your sons and daughters. Lord and my Father, it is because we are in flesh, Lord. Father, forgive us. Forgive each and every one of us. Father, let the glory alone be to you. Let the glory be alone to you. Let your glory, O Lord, shall shine on each and every one of us over here. Father, they will reflect your glory, Lord, wherever they are, Lord. Father, we thank you, Father, for all the families of the church. Lord and my Father, the church is yours, Lord. Father, we thank you, Father, as Lord, Father, as we go out of this church, Lord. Father, let your glory shine in them. Oh, Lord, Father, whatever problems that they have, Lord, you are the answer. Whatever we may say, that is not enough. But they will get the answer from you alone, and you alone shall be glorified. Father, Lord, we give you all glory and honor. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Let us all share the grace. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit, and forevermore. Amen. Surely God's goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our life, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever and ever. Amen. Say amen. Let all the church say amen. 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 The victory is for the Lord. Amen. God bless you.